Hi, and welcome to another episode of Tech Check with Kay and the Citizen Crew. It's me, Cheryl Carla, back in the driver's seat, and we are ready to take you into 2023 with the latest updates, previews, and reviews. Our team joining us today is Sean. Say hi, Sean.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Lyle.
Hi, Cheryl.
We've got Davina in the producer's chair. And guys, welcome back. It's been a while since we've been in the studio. Was the festive season break good for you? What did you guys get up to?
I was just at home. December is usually a time where I detox from all technology. I didn't even put my personal laptop on for the entire December.
Same.
I obviously worked, so I did use my company laptop. But other than that, it was just chilled vibes, family, prize,
the usual. Good.
Yeah, I think it's important to have healthy balance with your technology. Unfortunately, I was sick this December. I actually had mumps, and it knocked me out for the whole of December. And you know, it was the worst part. The doctor said I couldn't have any fizzy drinks. So it was just crazy, yeah. But on the bright side, that means I could stay in bed and I could game.
Yeah, that's the plus point. I also do the whole break from technology over the festive season, especially social media. I do not read WhatsApp messages. I do not check emails. I did play Cyberpunk nonstop for a week.
Awesome game.
It's been 18 months. It's been a year since I played Cyberpunk, and I've been back. I went back with all of the recent updates and patches, and it's a completely different game. I had so much fun.
3, 2, 1, fight.
So now that we are back to the new year, we will be kicking off today with a special guest joining us. Everyone, meet Marseille Bester from Lyle's favorite band, ASUS. Hi, Marseille. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
We're glad to have you here. We've been actually wanting to do this podcast for the longest time. You sent us the Zephyrus Duo 16 and also the ROG 6 gaming phone. Tell us, what was the hype around those gadgets at the ASUS office? And then we will tell you how Lyle hyped here at the Citizen.
Okay, so let's start on the phone. Obviously, that's the biggest hype because it's the first ASUS-branded phone to come to South Africa. We've been getting people asking for years for when the ROG phone is coming. And finally, last year, we managed to get it into the country. As far as I understand, the first gaming phone in the market. And it's specifically built for gamers. I mean, like, you won't necessarily use the other features as you would expect, but it's a really good gaming phone. It has high-end specs. It has the best screen you can imagine. It's built for mobile gaming.
It was a beautifully designed phone. You paid attention to detail, and that's also something that Lyle pointed out. The charging ports, everything on it
was so precisely designed.
It was amazing.
Of course, you need RGB on it.
Of course you do.
Yeah, so we decided to bring in the base spec, and as we all know, there is a ROG Phone 6 Pro, which is the higher performance version, but we're not bringing that spec into South Africa yet. We're kind of testing the market with a base spec, and then we'll see how it performs. And then when the next gen launches, we will probably bring in a few more spec options.
What's the difference between the regular one and the Pro spec-wise?
It comes down to RAM and storage capacity. They run the same CPU system on chip. It's basically just a higher end spec option that you'll get. The base specs are like the screen resolution and the system on chip are the same.
Yeah, I was super impressed by the screen. It's like just mind-blowing. Poof, in your face.
It's 175Hz screen on a phone.
Yeah.
I hope the new one comes soon.
You make a plan, I can send you one for a while.
What else stood out to you about the phone, Lyle?
Well, just the gaming experience, also the buttons on the side of the phone. It improves your gaming experience by tenfold.
So if you are a mobile gamer, and I know like a lot of legacy gamers will, what's the word I want to say? Will snob. Yeah, will be snobby about it. But like a lot of people play games on their phones. I found myself like I'm not a mobile gamer. But when I don't have data on my phone and it's load shedding, I'm going to play a game. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I think it comes down to the games itself. I'm one of those people who was a mobile gaming snob, but that's because mobile games back then, it's Candy Crush.
Yeah, which that's what you go to first.
Exactly. I play those games. I'm not going to lie. I do play those games. It's a fun thing to fill your time with, but I'm not going to call myself a gamer when I play Candy Crush. But also back then, we didn't have gaming phones capable of playing console games on a phone, and now we do.
Yeah.
So I think the definition of mobile gamer is going to change drastically.
Yeah,
as we get these new phones coming in.
I think that changed when, like, Call of Duty and Fortnite started really picking up on mobile.
Okay, and then I see there's a wide array of cases. Is that readily available as well?
Not currently. So as you've probably seen in the box, you do get quite a nice hard case that's shaped to actually show the RGB on the back. But we don't have any third-party support currently for cases in South Africa.
Ah, okay.
Same with you get those additional add-ons, which is like the cooling system that you can add up onto the back. So those aren't readily available. They can be imported and they are made directly by ROG, but we're not currently bringing them in.
Okay.
There's lots of things to look forward to.
Yes.
Now, Marcel, you've brought us other gadgets to play with. Tough gaming laptop, the F15.
Yes, I brought that today.
And you said this is popular among students.
So, yeah, this is part of the Tough range. The Ultimate Force is what it stands for. It's ASUS's lower end or budget gaming segment. So this is the segment that we use to get people into gaming because it's more affordable, but it's still very high powered, high spec. This particular one, the F15, comes with an RTX 3050 GPU, a Core i7 Intel CPU, 16 gigs of RAM, and a 512 gig SSD. All those in itself is a really good package.
That's not bad for a budget laptop.
Yeah. And it sells for 25,000.
Oh, wow.
So one of the things that I really like about ASUS is that it's such a reliable brand. When you buy an ASUS, you know you're getting a good product, but also at an affordable price. Personally, I don't much understand the Apple eye, as the price to performance ratio you get is quite small. And you walk away feeling as if you've overpaid for something. ASUS seems to always find that sweet spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You get quality for that, what you pay
that
for.
That is something we do really good, especially in the local market. We have a different strategy for South Africa. Obviously, you can't do the same strategy all over the world. Here, we do find that the lower to mid-range devices do sell much better. So that is the biggest part of our like marketing and sales strategy, is to focus on those easy, accessible devices that still offer really good build quality and really good software and hardware options. So yeah, that's where the Tough machine obviously comes into the gaming segment. And then on the more consumer segment, we have VivoBooks. And I know you played with the VivoBook over December as well. The
VivoBook. I actually have a VivoBook.
They're really good devices as well. So those
battery
are the
life, like amazing.
I'm a ZenBook person.
See, ZenBook is more premium, and that's where you get the really nice quality. I'm an ROG person, personally.
Yeah, cream of the crops. Does this laptop have an OLED screen?
No, it does not. I think that's where the costs were cut on it, because OLED screens do push up the price quite intensely. But coming into this year, almost all of the models that we're launching going forward are OLED displays.
Wow, that's like something I've been asking for years.
Even in the entry level. So we have our 3,000 to 5,000 Rand laptops that are the mass drivers. We sell a lot of those. We even bringing OLED to that range.
Wow.
So they're getting OLED.
What do you take that down to? Because I think whenever a technology is new, you always start out with this premium price, but then as the years go by, they do tend to decrease.
It's exactly that. I think OLED technology was still quite new, let's say even just 3-4 years ago. The only place you really saw them were on TV panels. And phones. But in laptops, it wasn't common at all. I think ASUS was one of the first brands to bring OLED to laptops, at least in South Africa. It wasn't common at all. So we're only now seeing our competitors putting out OLED into laptops. And it's at this point so common for us, we just putting it into the whole range.
Well, I will say, like, it's such a stark difference between a normal screen and an OLED screen. It increases your enjoyability tenfold. Like, not only when playing games, like, even just working. So anything that can make your work more enjoyable, I'm saying I'm all for it.
It's less eye strain.
You're on less blue light.
You have a more immersive experience if you watch movies. And speaking of OLED, what really caught my attention at the recent CES was the spatial visual technology that ASUS has now announced in two of their laptops. Can you tell us more about that?
That's the big... So normally CES is where you get the really interesting weird tech. So obviously that's the standout feature. It's coming to the One ProArt Studio Book. Have you used the Studio Book before? I'll get you one to review it when they land.
Yay.
And then the VivoBook Pro, which you've had now, the new one will also have the spatial vision option. Basically, that offers you the opportunity to see 3D on the display without using 3D glasses or goggles or VR. It's very interesting and feels like a very fringe technology.
It's naked eye 3D.
But basically. It's naked eye 3D. Yeah. And it's
amazing.
I think it's aimed specifically at industry people, designers, 3D developers, engineers, people who need to view things in 3D as part of their work. That's who that's aimed for. I don't think people should expect it to be a normal thing for daily, like Netflix or daily consumer viewing. I think it is something that will be more so used in industry.
Mm-hmm. So 3D designers can see all of the details in their files and make edits without having to open the prototype in a separate layer.
Yeah,
I'm not that clued up with 3D, but I know that it's a game changer for 3D creators because it will just streamline their workflow so much.
I actually thought 3D died in 2014, but the funny the funny thing is, it's like it was just starting to get good at 2014, which was the height of 3D for me. There was like LG had this TV that had like really good 3D and it was 4K. 4K had just come out, but it was super expensive. So, I mean, I'm not a designer, but I'd like to play with 3D.
Yeah, yes, I think it'll be nice to experience. I think everyone's been asking us how we want to see this. We want to experience it, obviously, because it's new and exciting. But for a normal person, like even me, I wouldn't invest necessarily in a laptop like that because I know I won't use the full capacity of it on a daily basis because I don't have a need for that.
Do you think eventually in a few years' time, as the technology becomes more available, it would probably be more common to use it for watching TV and 3D movies?
It depends on the content, right? So as long as there isn't a lot of really good 3D content options for normal viewers and consumers, we won't necessarily see that become the norm. We will probably only see that once a lot of content is available in that format. But at this point, I think the big focus still for bulk sales and looking to get displays to people is the OLED displays and 4K displays. So that's just the best thing for normal consumer viewing. If you're going to watch Netflix on it every day, that's what you need to look for.
Sean, when you edit videos, would you appreciate an OLED screen?
Yeah, definitely. The color would be much better. That lack of reflection on the screen always comes in handy. And like I say, the color is the main thing.
It has very accurate color rendition.
Yeah, when you grade
it. It's immersive. My thing is with games, it's so immersive. It's you feel like you're actually there.
It's a different experience altogether.
Yeah.
So you know how OLED display technology works? Can I explain it quickly?
Okay. We love learning.
It's really interesting to me. So where normal LCD panels have their pixels, all of them are backlit. So there's always a light at the back of it. So you'll always have that kind of light emittance and never get true black. With OLED, each individual LED can control itself. So it can go on and off by itself. So when you perceive black on the screen, those LEDs are actually turned off completely. That saves power and it makes it extremely dark. And that's where you get those extremely vivid colors as well, because the black is so dark.
The vibrancy, and there's a lot less light bleed as well on the sides.
Well.
So bezels can be made much smaller.
Yeah.
I love exactly. Small bezels.
Yeah, same. I want to really appreciate everything the screen has to offer.
The other thing I really appreciate that's coming to most of our lineup this year is a 16:10 ratio.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It's me and so Cheryl were having a word about that the other day. It's super interesting.
But it's funny that the 16:10 is the closest to the golden ratio. So the golden ratio is basically the building blocks of everything that we know.
Design. Yeah.
Yes. So the shape of shells, the shape of the human ear, of anything in our body, they all follow the 16:10 ratio. Display 16:10 is close enough to that ratio, which is why it's just naturally appealing to us.
It's so much more appealing,
You don't even know why you like it. It's just perfect, but it's because it so closely follows the golden ratio, the golden mean.
I love that.
Sean, what would you like to see more from Asus?
I really enjoyed the gaming phone. I didn't have much time with it.
You and me both, we had a crazy December.
Like a good quality device. I would love to see Asus perhaps do a budget version of that phone. A lot of the entry-level phones are not able to play a lot of the games like Call of Duty, Apex Legends, Roblox. You have issues with it when you play on lower Android versions. But if Asus could have that, the good technology, the good CPU, but then cut back on the RAM and perhaps on the storage so you can still have everything you'd expect out of a ROG phone, but at a much cheaper price point.
Is that like for your son, though? Is that for your children or for you?
Well, that would be more for my kids.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely more for my kids.
Okay. So I can tell you that even though it's possible for us to bring in a lower spec, when you cut down on spec, obviously you will cut down on performance. And as part of the ROG brand, that's not necessarily a great thing. But what I can tell you is that we are looking at bringing the phone into mobile network options. So that would give you the ability to apply for a contract
with a phone.
That's not confirmed at this point, but it is something we are looking at doing.
So, Masa, here's an idea for you. You brought this tough laptop for us. Why don't Asus have a tough phone lineup?
That's a really good idea. I'll take it up with R&D.
Yeah, like tough would be a good alternative to ROG.
There is also the Zenfone, which is the Zenbook, the Asus side of the phone range, which we're not bringing in. We did decide on the ROG phone because ROG is such a well-known and loved brand in this country.
And the lights.
Don't forget the lights. Let's not forget the lights.
But yeah, so that's why we decided on ROG phone for now. It's an interesting market and we can't bring in everything that they have globally. There's actually such a big range of devices and mobile devices and wearables from Asus in other regions. We keep an eye on our markets and make sure we're only bringing things that apply to people here, that they'll be able to afford, that they'll be able to buy and like, and they know the brand and they want to buy the brand. So I can tell you that we do plan on bringing in more ROG phones.
Well, you can see the success of the ROG phone because of all the awards that you won last year. If you guys can have a look at Marcus Brownlee's channel, I think he gave lots of praise to the ROG phone. It was one of his best phones for 2022. And I can say I didn't get the Pro one, but the one that I played with, it's a supreme experience. And if you are going to go out and buy an Apple or Samsung S22, which Sean is very fond of, it's a very good alternative. And you can play games on it.
Yeah.
So you're going to upgrade to an ROG?
I think you should, Sean.
Well, at the moment, I'm still enjoying my S22. I don't know if the ROG phone's in my budget. S22 is currently like the cheapest of the premium phones out there.
What's the price on that one?
So if you're looking at a contract, if you're looking on a 36-month contract, it's about $500 a month.
And the cash price?
The cash price.
Cash price is 27,000, right?
Okay, yeah. ROG phone's cheaper.
It's
so
cheaper.
So they changed it now to 36 months so that you pay more.
It's
very sneaky. Mm. Very sneaky. I'm not happy about that.
You barely get 24 months anymore. It's sad.
And how much mobile data do you get with that?
Yes, Steve. I think I get 500 megabytes.
No, man.
That's not.
How do you live like this?
Wow.
But obviously, I've got Wi-Fi at home, Wi-Fi at the office.
So it's just for when you're on the way.
It's just when you're on the road, basically.
That's for sending SMSs.
That's GPS, GPS data.
And you can download your playlist, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Masai, thank you so much for bringing all this stuff to us. And I'm super excited to see what Asus is going to do in 2023.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you already in 2024 over
there? I'm living in the future a little bit.
I see that. Lyle from the future.
Yeah, once I get some of my CES samples in, we'll have a really cool Zenbook as well, which I'll send your way. And we have a very, very exciting gaming machine launch, which I cannot speak about right now. But that's happening
18th of February.
Yeah, 20th now.
20th of February.
Oh, somebody's counting down the days.
Of course I am. I am.
So there's a lot of exciting things happening this year. I think people should keep an eye on the Asus and ROG social media pages. We always have really cool competitions running as well. So it's worth it. It's
You can't say what it is now, but we can guarantee you that it's going to be big. We will have big. We will have the review and everything up when it happens. And we are going to have fun with a tough laptop that you brought us. We'll do the whole shebang. We'll do the video and we'll do the review. And that will be on citizen.co.za once it's ready. And that's it from me and the Citizen crew. Till next time, stay awesome, Gotham.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.